From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A rough start to the week for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell to its lowest level in some 12 years today, dipping below 7,000. With the ongoing credit crisis and more taxpayer dollars going into AIG and Citibank, blue chip stocks are now less than half of where they were in October of 2007. Michael Farr is with the investment firm Farr-Miller in Washington. He says the uncertainty over how much more money the financial sector may need is responsible for the latest market jitters.
Investors were beginning to once again sell the financial stocks and banks as Citigroup's conversion of that preferred stock cast great uncertainty on the future of many of the banks. We really don't know how much more money a lot of these banks are going to need in order to maintain their capital ratios.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 299 points today to close at 6,763. The NASDAQ was down 54 points. The S&P 500 lost 34 points today. President Barack Obama has nominated Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as Secretary for Health and Human Services, NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
President Obama said Sebelius knows healthcare inside out, having served as the Kansas State Insurance Commissioner, and although she tried and failed as governor to expand health coverage in Kansas by raising the cigarette tax, the president said she was the right person to help him lead a battle for healthcare reform that he said was no longer just a moral imperative, it was a fiscal imperative.
It's a crisis punishing families, battering businesses, squeezing our states, and increasingly imperiling our own budget. Healthcare is one of the fastest growing expenses in the federal budget, and it's one we simply cannot sustain.
The president also named Nancy Ann DeParle as the White House health reform czar. DeParle was the commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services in Tennessee, and she's a veteran of the Clinton administration's budget office, where she handled Medicare and Medicaid. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The CIA has destroyed almost 100 interrogation tapes of terror suspects, a far greater number than previously reported from the agency, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The revelation comes in just-released court documents as part of a lawsuit about the treatment of detainees in U.S. custody outside the U.S. In the new papers, the CIA said that it could now confirm that 92 videotapes were destroyed. The issue is controversial because the tapes are thought to have recorded harsh interrogation techniques, like waterboarding, being used on a handful of terrorism suspects. The CIA had said in the past that the tapes were destroyed to protect the identities of the people who were doing the questioning. At the time, the Justice Department was trying to decide whether the tactics used were illegal. The Bush Justice Department ended up deciding that indeed they were. The Obama administration has since condemned techniques like waterboarding as torture. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
This is NPR. Coast Guard officials now confirm one of four men missing since a weekend fishing trip off the Florida coast has been found, though they say three others, including two NFL players, are still missing. Authorities say Nick Schuler, a former University of South Florida football player, was found clinging to a 21-foot boat in the waters of the Gulf Coast. Schuler told rescuers the boat flipped Saturday evening in rough seas. The search for the remaining men, including Oakland Raiders linebacker Marquis Cooper and free agent defensive lineman Corey Smith, as well as another former South Florida player, William Bleakley, continues. The four left the Clearwater area early Saturday in calm weather, but heavy winds quickly created high seas. A Gallup poll finds Muslims in America have a much more upbeat outlook on their lives than Muslims in many other countries, including some in Europe, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
41% of Muslim Americans said they were thriving. That's slightly less than Americans generally, but far more than said the same in France or Britain or many majority Muslim countries. The survey also found Muslim Americans are more likely than the nation as a whole to be well-educated professionals, and Muslim women even more so than men. Gallup analyst Ahmed Yunus says that should put to rest a stereotype.
The Achilles heel that has always existed, well, Muslims aren't like us because their women are oppressed. Well, the data speaks to the proposition that that is absolutely not true.
Gallup says Muslims are the only religious group in the U.S. not dominated by ethnic whites, and it found splits that reflect the wider society. For example, African-American Muslims reported lower incomes than those of Asian origin. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures fell $4.61 a barrel to close at $40.15 in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.